creation of AI, which stands for artificial intelligence, has opened the floodgates for complicating a wave of issues when people turn to AI during a divorce action, particularly if two parties are embroiled in a contested custody matter, and our next guest is about to explain why. AI is new territory for legal professionals who are trying their best to disseminate between real versus computer-generated evidence so they can advocate for their clients. Joining us to explain is Christopher Castellano, Senior Counsel at Joseph Greenwald and Lake in Maryland. Joseph's diverse skill set allows him to help clients seeking pre- and postnuptial agreements, separation agreements, divorces, business valuations, spousal and child support, property division, and modifications. Christopher, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thanks for being here. And what a topic to talk about, because we've heard a lot about AI recently, specifically the generative AI and ChatGPT, which became public back in 2022. Now, each day, more and more flavors of generative AI seem to become available and allow people to create everything from pictures to music to videos, even conversations between people. And you've done a lot of research on this and discovered different kinds of AI experiences and applications. What are they?
Well, that's right. When we think of AI right now, we typically think of the most mainstream, and that's ChatGPT. We've all heard of ChatGPT recently. You referenced it, and it seems like every day, you know, a new flavor comes out. Google has Bard, X has Grok, Copilot is out on from Microsoft platforms. You can get it on your phone. Soon it's going to be integrated into, you know, Microsoft Word and other Office. You can't really get away from it at this point. And it's not just limited. Just like you said, it's not just limited to text. It's, you know, it's for image production, video production, music. It's really endless functions that you can think of.
Now, with AI becoming more and more powerful and advanced, not to mention popular, is it fair to say we're going to see a real impact in divorce actions and the divorce space?
Oh, without a doubt. I think it's fair to say that AI is going to impact almost every aspect of our life in one way or another. So when it comes to the divorce space, you know, and family matters generally, I think we will unquestionably see a growing impact. You know, we're already seeing people use conversational AI, you know, what you think of when you hear ChatGPT, and they're using this for the purposes of developing complex documents, whether it's separation agreements. You know, they're using these to upload complex documents like financial records in order to, you know, examine those for the purposes of asset divisions. I mean, it's a whole host of different functions that we're seeing AI used, at least in the legal sphere and specifically in the family law legal sphere.
That's going to lead me into my next question. In your professional opinion, do you feel the legal profession is considering using AI to help move cases along? Because it sounds like AI can do a lot of the grunt work. But I don't know. I mean, now I'm listening to you, and it seems like there could be a credibility issue here, too, with AI.
Well, that's right. I mean, AI is very powerful, and I think it's necessary to understand kind of the foundation. Without getting too bogged down in the technicals of AI, you know, it is, at its core, a deep learning system, and that means that, you know, the AI function has access to, you know, background information on servers, right? That's a very fundamental kind of explanation of generative AI, and it's examining what it has access to in order to come up with a response, right? And so I think the legal profession, just like any profession, any field right now, is looking at AI and how it can be used as an effective tool. Because, you know, lawyers, just like anyone else, you know, we're looking for, you know, what tool in our toolbox can make us a more effective lawyer. And, you know, we're certainly seeing it already implemented in, you know, for the purposes of research. You know, our major research outlets are integrating it as, you know, natural language assistance. You're seeing it with producing basic documents, basic forms. You're seeing it in the marketing sphere. It's all throughout the legal profession. But like with anything, like with any new tool, it's where a tool is misused that we have to start, you know, we have to stop and think about, you know, how it's being utilized. And that's where you start to get in trouble. And as you referenced, there's a possible credibility issue. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that if, like with anything, if you rely on something too heavily, then you start to get into some trouble.
Yeah, and trouble could be when people start going for the DIY, the do-it-yourself divorce, because people are terrified. And the perception surrounding divorce is it's going to be expensive and I'm going to be left with nothing. Yet, people do want to dissolve their marriage at the same time. So if a person wanted to try an AI service, let's say to draft a divorce agreement, you strongly advise them to retain an attorney to review that document because what they could be receiving would be generic as opposed to state specific. And there's a big difference there.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a big difference between, you know, what we consider boilerplate language and what we consider customized language, right? When you hire a lawyer, you hire a lawyer for their legal mind. And this goes back to our you know, the prior question. And when you use AI as just another tool in the toolbox, you know, you can use it to help your client. If you use it to, you know, extend well beyond that, you're getting into a point where, you know, what's the client paying for? Are they paying for a lawyer? Are they paying for, you know, ChatGPT? You know, I could conceivably rely on ChatGPT to draft a brief or prepare deposition questions or even craft a closing argument, but doing so means that my clients don't have access to a unique and not, you know, novel legal thought, and that's what they retain me for. And so if you go and craft a separation agreement using ChatGPT or any other resource, what you end up getting is a document produced by looking at older existing documents. Again, going back to the deep learning concept and the foundation of AI. And what you really want is something unique, novel, and specific to your circumstances. So, you know, it's, again, it's a tool. It's one that can be used responsibly, but it's one that should be very carefully implemented.
Yeah, and one thing people want to be careful of when they're going through a divorce is making sure they're dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, because, listen, nobody likes exposure. And this is going to lead me into my next question about the risks of using AI when it comes to dealing with contested custody matters. Talk to me about this.
Well, it's all about the unknown, right? You know, for a perfect example is that for years, one of the best pieces of evidence that we've had when discussing co-parenting, so how parents are able to communicate with each other on, you know, major issues, it's how they communicate with each other, right? And one of the best pieces of evidence for that was emails, text messages, etc. And that would show how they communicate with each other. You know, with the widespread use of ChatGPT and others, it's becoming apparent that people may use these applications to actually prepare co-parenting communication. And so let's set aside for the moment the evidentiary concerns that, you know, lawyers are going to have to sift through, lawyers and judges. But, you know, when you look at this, you start to think, you know, we're going to have trouble discerning if the individual that prepared this communication, you know, are we seeing their true ability to co-parent, or are we seeing their ability to write a good prompt in ChatGPT, and that ChatGPT understands how to co-parent? I mean, that's a very scary outlook.
No, it really is. You know, we're talking a lot about all the risks that using AI can have when you're going through a divorce. But what are some other big areas that AI may overlook and could backfire on a client?
Well, sure. I mean, when you utilize, you know, AI, for instance, let's talk about analyzing financial documents. You know, one of the big issues is confidentiality. If an individual is uploading their information onto one of these generative AI servers, you know, there's a big question about whether they're spreading their confidential information out there in onto the server. And there's ways to prevent that, and I understand that, but there's always going to be that risk. And I think that coupled with the very real possibility that it may just not lead to an accurate response, you know, I think that you have to pause when you're using these applications.
Yeah, no, great advice. Christopher, for people who want to learn more about this and get in touch with you, how do they do that, please?
Yeah, certainly. You can always contact me at Joseph Greenwald and Lake. I'm based in Rockville, Maryland, and Greenbelt, Maryland. You know, I am available at 240-399-7900. You can email directly at ccastellano@jgllaw.com. That's ccastellano@jgllaw.com.
Christopher, thank you so much for joining us. So much great information. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back after this commercial break.
Christopher Castellano, attorney at law, stands as a pillar of strength and expertise in the field of family law. With a distinguished career at Joseph Greenwald and Lake, Castellano brings a depth of experience to his practice spanning a myriad of family law matters. What sets Christopher Castellano apart is his unwavering dedication to his clients, providing personalized attention and ethical representation in every case. Whether navigating complex divorces, delicate custody disputes, enforcement or modification actions, settlement negotiations, or intricate property divisions, Christopher Castellano's pragmatic approach and commitment to excellence shines through. His ability to deliver results with integrity and compassion has earned him the trust and respect of clients and peers alike. For those seeking legal counsel and steadfast advocacy in family matters, Christopher Castellano stands ready to provide expert guidance and support. Discover why Christopher Castellano is the go-to choice for those seeking expert counsel in family law by visiting jgllaw.com or call 240-399-7900. That's 240-399-7900.